From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what Israel's prime minister hopes to get from his meeting today with President Bush in Crawford, Texas. But first, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is grilling Mr. Bush's nominee to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The president has named Undersecretary of State John Bolton to the post, surprising many in the diplomatic community. Bolton is known for his outspoken criticism of the U.N. and his tough line in foreign policy matters. Today, he's struck a gentler tone.
If confirmed, I pledge to fulfill the President's vision of working in close partnership with the United Nations. The United States is committed to the success of the United Nations, and we view the UN as an important component of our diplomacy.
Joining us to talk about the hearings is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And Ron, tell us more about John Bolton.
John Bolton is 56. He's originally from Baltimore. He went to Yale as an undergraduate. He went to Yale Law School. Then he went straight into a prestigious law firm in Washington through the rest of the 1970s and joined the Reagan administration with the Agency for International Development in 1981. Stayed with the Reagan administration, served in the Department of Justice with the Reagan administration during the second term. And then during the Bush years, he was back. He was back handling issues of arms control. And in the Clinton years, then, of course, he went into private law practice for a while, returning for the second Bush presidency and being confirmed, after some controversy 4 years ago, as the Undersecretary for Arms Control.
You know, we don't usually focus too much on the confirmation process for UN ambassadors, and they usually don't have much trouble getting confirmed. So what's going on here?
John Bolton is a man who speaks his mind. And he does it in a manner that's not usually associated with diplomacy. Now, that's either his chief defect or his chief asset, depending on your point of view and whom you're talking to. Lots of the people in this administration and among the Republicans in Congress are highly critical of the United Nations, and they want it reformed.
And the Democrats don't want it reformed? How do they feel?
I think there are many Democrats who think the United Nations needs some changes and some reform. Security Council, for example, that's one of the big issues John Bolton likes to talk about, reforming the way the Security Council is put together. But it's a question of reform how and to what end. And I think a lot of the Democrats would say that he's not just gruff, John Bolton. He's not just candid. He's impolitic. He's undiplomatic. And he's ideological. And that's not what we need in the United Nations. Many of the Democrats, I think, are more committed to the idea of multilateralism than many of the Republicans in the current Senate, who want to emphasize more the United States' own principles and interests.
But Ron, aren't there more specific things that Democrats object to?
Well, indeed there are. He's been accused of pursuing a hard line beyond even that of the administration, particularly with respect to arms control, particularly with respect to North Korea. And there have also been questions about his handling of intelligence in certain instances. He was planning to give a speech in which he was talking about a bioweapons lab in Cuba. Some of the other people in the State Department said, no, there's not enough information to go with that. There seems to have been quite a struggle over that, and we're going to hear more about it this week. And there were also other instances in which he seemed to be driving the intelligence to serve the policy as opposed to gathering intelligence in order to determine policy.
And Ron, after all this, is he likely to be confirmed?
Yes, if the nomination gets to the Senate floor. But there is some question as to how the vote will go here in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee where it is now. There are 10 Republicans and there are 8 Democrats. Almost all of the Democrats have said they're going to vote against Bolton or strongly indicated that they would. If they all do, they would only need one Republican to cross over and give them a 9-9 tie. And one Republican, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, is considered a likely target, somebody who has not yet said he would vote for Bolton, and he's waiting to see what the hearings are going to tell him. So these hearings are critical.
And there are more hearings tomorrow, I understand.
Yes, the president's nominee to be the first Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, who's been the ambassador to Iraq, is having his hearings before the Select Intelligence Committee tomorrow. So that will also be an occasion to discuss Iraq and intelligence policy in general.
And he was also a controversial UN ambassador.
He was during the period of time that he did that before he went to Iraq, and he was controversial for many in his service in Central America, in Honduras, back in the 1980s. So there are a number of ghosts that might be brought back to the Senate tomorrow.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.